It's a beautiful day. Today we're going to learn about being yourself with The Calendar Kid by Alexis F.
My name is Alexis. I am 9 years old and I live in Natrona Heights. The name of my story is The Calendar Kid. This is a story about a girl named May who liked calendars for so many reasons. Each day was a brand new day. She enjoyed looking up what was celebrated each day, and May would plan her whole day around the celebration. It was like opening a present each day. One day at school, May's teacher told the class about a show and tell. She said it should be something that they collect. The teacher asked each student to tell what they wanted to bring in. Ellen said, baseball cards. Shelby said that she collected seashells. When it was May's turn, she proudly said, calendars. The room was quiet. Then she heard a bunch of laughter. That night, May was not talkative. Older sister April asked what was wrong, so May told her sister what happened at school. April gave May a big hug and said, May, you go to school and tell the children why calendars are so special. The next day, May woke up and looked around her room. There were big calendars, small calendars, calendars with puppies, and even a calendar with pigs. She smiled, grabbed her favorite calendar, and skipped all the way to school. When it was May's turn for show and tell, she went to the front of the room timidly. May began slowly. My show and tell is this calendar. When I was little, my dad was very sick. He gave me this calendar. He told me that each day is a gift and not to take it for granted. Celebrate every day. From that day on, I began collecting calendars. I loved finding out about special days. I try my best to look at each day and think of the good things, and that is why I collect calendars. This time there was no laughter. Instead, one of May's classmates began clapping. They all wanted to see her calendar and ask what she was celebrating today. She smiled and said, today is National Be Yourself Day, and from now on, her friends called her the Calendar Kid.
May. The kids at school call me the Calendar Kid. Here's why. One day at school for show and tell, I brought in all the calendars I collect. The kids all laughed. They didn't understand what a weird collection they all said. Later feelings were hurt, but I knew I had to make them see. The next day at school, I told them all the truth, why calendars mean so much to me. When I was young, my dad gave me a calendar. You see, he was very sick. He said, every time you look at this calendar, remember every day is a gift. Each morning when I wake up, it's a special day, a reason to celebrate. It's written right there on my calendar, today is gonna turn out great. Now the kids at school call me Calendar Kid. I'm the Calendar Kid. Come on, everybody celebrate. I'm the Calendar Kid. I'm the Calendar Kid. Today is gonna turn out great. Let's
play a game. Fill in the blank with your own creative word to help complete the story. It was the first day of second grade, and Adam was... He had just moved to... From... His... Had gotten a new job as a... And he had to pack his things and move. He picked out his first day of school outfit a week in advance. It was shirt with pants. After getting dressed, Adam his way down the stairs for breakfast. His mom made his favorite. He scarfed it down, got into his, and his mom drove him to school. Everyone in his class was staring at him as he walked into the room. Adam walked towards a desk with a pencil on it. He was silent all day. No one would talk to him. When Adam saw a boy with a backpack, he decided to go up and talk to him. They became instant best friends. Turns out, was on the same bus home as Adam. He was so Adam learned that it may be scary going to a new school, but that all he had to do was be himself and he would find new friends.
Listening to this episode of It's a Beautiful Day. Remember to check out our website at www.wqed.org/education/writers-contest to download the stories from today's podcast and view additional resources from the WQED Writers Contest.